field wide open. Got it. On the run. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown.
He goes and fights and pushes. And he gets right at the goal line. And it is caught and juggled and caught. Touchdown.
Oh, my goodness.
It is all over. The Browns have won it.
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio. This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube.
40, 45, 50. He's in open field. 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. It's a one-play drive.
Now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
And as we reach the halfway point of training camp, we have some great stuff in store for you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The big man's in the house, tackle Tony Paschos, joins us for a one-on-one conversation. The Zebras are in the house, too. In a rare media appearance, two veteran NFL officials who have been at Browns camp talk about new rules and the challenges of their jobs, which are many. We're also going to shine our positional spotlight on the Browns secondary in this show. Ask Vic questions, which you can submit via the Browns official Facebook page and via Twitter at Official Browns. From Nick from Facebook, is there any truth to the Terrell Pryor rumor? And if so, will they try to convert him to a wide receiver? Well, Nick, by rumor, I'm assuming you're talking about that report that says the Browns will have a representative on hand for Pryor's workout Friday. I would suspect that the Browns would look at this as they look at any player potentially entering a supplemental draft. Sure, they'll have someone there checking him out. If it's a situation where my personal take is, I'm guessing, like you, you don't see this guy as an NFL quarterback. I don't. But if that's how he sees himself, you just wonder, would it be worth a pick, even a supplemental one, even a flyer pick, so to speak, if you're going to get a guy who is going to resist that changeover, if you see him, say, as you said, as a receiver or something other than a quarterback. Guy wants to be a quarterback, and I think you got to consider that when you go into looking at Terrell Pryor. But you got to see what he's about, and again, I'd see the Browns and probably most other NFL teams doing that on Friday. By the way, more takes from me. You can check out my blog, Carucci's Corner, on ClevelandBrowns.com. And if you can't catch this show on ESPN 850 WKNR, go to ClevelandBrowns.com. Listen to it live. We post a daily poll question that you can find on the wall of the Browns official Facebook page. Today's question: will Ricky Williams have a significant impact on the Baltimore Ravens this season? Yes, no, yes or no. Always tell us why with your answer. Couple of minutes, we're going to visit the big guy, Tony Paschos, coming aboard Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Buy your next pre-owned vehicle with confidence from Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Visit LibertyFord.com to view hundreds of quality-checked pre-owned vehicles. We guarantee the market's best used car pricing, so you don't have to haggle to get the best deal. Rates as low as 1.9%. All mix and models, no payment for 90 days. Certified pre-owned and more. Liberty Ford guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Stolen, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermillion, home.
In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Football season is here, and Summit Sound specializes in customizing your new home theater experience. Summit Sound is an authorized dealer of quality brands like LG, Samsung, Panasonic, Mitsubishi, and DirecTV. Stop in today and experience 3D TV in the new home theater showroom. Summit Sound and Security, on Route 91 in Twinsburg, and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
Mike and Sharon Hargrove here for Discount Drug Mart. As a big league manager, I've been to a lot of places.
But we consider Ohio our home.
Just like Discount Drug Mart has for over 40 years.
They carry hundreds of prescription and non-prescription medications for just $1.99. And most locations have a convenient drive-through pharmacy.
They're your one-stop shop with low prices on prescriptions and a great selection of products. Discount Drug Mart is family-owned and there for your family.
As they've always been for ours.
You'll find everything.
Convenience is the name of the game, and this is Doug Deacon. When I bought my car, I went directly to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. The dealership is just minutes away from Cleveland Browns Stadium, and when I get my car serviced, well, they come pick it up and give me a courtesy car. How easy is that? It's also nice to know if my car gets tackled, they offer the most service technicians and a certified collision center, so I can get back on the road in no time. Take it from me, go to Mercedes-Benz of Bedford. Nothing but the best. Check them out online at MercedesBedford.com. Mercedes-Benz of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
The following rules cover ESPN Cleveland contests, but may be amended by separate rules for specific contests. For each contest, you must meet eligibility requirements. No purchase necessary. Employees of Good Karma Broadcasting, ESPN Cleveland, its affiliates, partners, other radio stations in the metro area, and your immediate family members are ineligible. You must be a U.S. resident, 18 or older, living in Ohio. You can win a prize in an ESPN Cleveland contest only once every 60 days, or for a prize valued over $600, only once every 6 months. Due to online streaming delays, online listeners may not be able to participate in on-air contests. One winner per household per contest. Prizes awarded pending verification of eligibility and are not transferable and cannot be exchanged or redeemed for cash. We reserve the right to substitute a prize of equivalent value if the prize or any part of the prize becomes unavailable. Decisions are final. Winner must present valid ID and information required for tax purposes. Winners must claim prizes in person within 30 days of winning. Winners must comply with all requirements and complete all releases or forfeit prize. Winners are responsible for all taxes. ESPN Cleveland isn't responsible for technical difficulties that may prevent you from completing a call or sending a text. For text contests, message and data rates may apply. These are your responsibility. For official rules, visit ESPN Cleveland Studios during regular business hours or online at ESPNCleveland.com.
ESPN Cleveland's traffic.
The Intervale southbound slow Superior to 77. Inbound East Shoreway back in East 55 to Dead Man's Curve. 71 southbound around 303. Right lane is blocked with an accident backing up about a mile. You've got 271 southbound slow between Harvard and Forbes. 40 both directions slow between 77 and Warrensville Center. 40 westbound, the backup is Tiedemann over to 71. I'm Libby Rhodes, ESPN 850 WKNR traffic.
We welcome you back to Cleveland Browns Daily. This segment is driven by Liberty Ford. Attention Browns fans, Browns 2011 single game tickets are on sale now. To purchase yours today, call Ticketmaster at 800-745-3000 or visit clevelandbrowns.com. And we're going to visit right now with Browns right tackle Tony Paschos. Tony, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
What do you think of our digs in here?
Pretty sweet. I think I was in here one time last year, and it didn't look like this.
Yeah, a lot's changed in a year's time. Let's talk about this offensive line, because it's been so impressive. I mean, it really looks like it could be something special just based on what we've seen in a short time in training camp.
We believe that, too. Right now, on paper, we're awesome, but there's still a lot of work to do. We got a new offense, new quarterback, new schemes, new coaches, so there's still a lot of gelling that needs to be done, and that's what we're here doing. You know, we're working hard in practice, trying to work amongst each other and with one another, and that comes, you know, that'll keep coming.
Talk about the group. Joe Thomas, I know it maybe speaks for itself, the four-time Pro Bowler and all. Just hearing from George Warhop, your offensive line coach, he's saying this might very well be, at least in his experience, 2 years, the best camp he's seen from Joe.
Yeah, Joe's having a great training camp. A lot of our guys are as well. I told, I think I said it amongst our group. I was like, man, everybody's playing so good that this is really a tough O-line to make with what I've seen in other programs, other years, other teams. And it's a testament to the guys that are already here as well as the guys that they're bringing in. It's Joe's playing great. Alex is doing good. Everybody's having pretty solid camps, and it's going to be a tough one to make. You know, there's going to be some tough decisions down the road.
Now, Tony, it's performance first and foremost, but it's also communication, synchronization. Drill into that a little bit. How do you guys sort of communicate with each other and the synchronization of it all, just that feel that you have among you five?
I think knowing what to do and communication is probably number one. Because always remember, this is the NFL. Everybody gets beat. We could deal with that. We could figure an answer for that. But you can't deal with not knowing what to do and not knowing what to do, and that'll put everybody around you in jeopardy. So that's huge. We got to know our plays. We got to know our calls and communicate with the guys around us. We got to communicate with the quarterback, the running backs, and it's probably number one. And then the rest of it, you know, you learn and grow as a player because of the drills and the practice and what coach puts us through.
Is there a comfort level being built with Colt McCoy back there? Again, as young as he is, as you said, developing that chemistry there, how's that coming along?
I think so. I think what helps is that he played last year, and we had him in the huddle last year, so it isn't totally new. We're growing each and every day with him back there now, but it helps that he was in there with us last year and did some positive things and got a win and showed a lot of fight and determination and all the things that you need a guy at that position to have.
For you personally, what sort of camp has this been coming off of that ankle injury that kept you out of most of last season?
Yeah, with that, it's like the door's opening after lockout. Finally now, instead of rehabbing, training, strengthening, now it's time to do the football part of it on my ankle. And that's huge for me now, is kind of like relearning the motor development of it all, of coming off an injury, and then as well as learning plays and getting acclimated and getting ready for an NFL season, but more importantly, relearning how to almost play football again because it's been so long.
I can only imagine your guy, like other players who are rehabbing from last year, and in this strangest of off seasons where you had no contact with the team, I guess there was some medical contact, but put it straight here, what was that like for you to try to recover in an off season where you couldn't have regular contact with the team?
I think I was fortunate where this awkward off season happened when it did, because you know, I'm a professional and I know what it takes to play in the NFL. So I was able, I didn't need anybody to hold my hand, say, and teach me how to train in the off season. But at the same time, with an injury, it would have been nice to be amongst trainers, sports doctors, instead of you know, just guys that I was picking and choosing, which I hate to say that because they did a great job too, but from a comfort level, being at home and being amongst the group would have helped me out. So
I see you out there every day. I mean, I see you practicing. What are you able to do coming back from this injury, or are there any limitations whatsoever? How are you approaching camp for you as in a physical sense?
I'm in that weird spot where the offensive lineman in me and the player in me wants to do everything, but the medical side, you got to be smart. I could jump into it being October 19th was the last time I played football, and then fizzle out the first week of training camp, or I could get it in doses and then, you know, work my workload up higher and higher and higher and be ready to sprint come season. So that's where I'm at now. I've done everything that's asked of me, the running, the run blocking, the pass blocking, all that stuff, but you just can't go into it with an injury and areas of my body that haven't just taken the abuse in so long, you know, so it's a gradual increase for me.
Are you expecting to be out there for the preseason opener, or is that not yet?
Yeah, in my mind, I'm going in. We haven't even talked about that yet. Reps, games, who's playing, who's not playing, plays, game plan. But in my mind, I'm just going through with it that, you know, I am. And I want to. I really do. And I need to be out there. That's the one thing, you know, in the whole lockout stuff is like when we talk about, well, those preseason games and guys aren't really doing this. But, you know, even as an older guy, I will tell you, when I was a young guy, I needed those games to make the team. And as an older guy, I kind of need those games to knock the cobwebs off, because that's where you want to learn and your mistakes to happen. Because when they do matter, you don't want to be knocking the cobwebs off then. You want to already put that to bed in the past, build your foundation, and go forward.
Tony Pachos, offensive tackle, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Is there a really big learning curve with the full installation of this West Coast offense, and how does that sort of apply now that you're heading into a first preseason game?
There's not a huge learning curve, but repetitions is key. And being that we missed a lot of the OTA and minicamp work, we're kind of hit the ground running. So the repetitions is huge, and taking a mental rep is just as vital and important for you in this development of this short off season and training camp, whatever we call it, this whole mixture of something. That's vital, and it's not super hard. You know, it's not quantum physics. But yet, it's important, and we need the repetitions, and we need the every rep and all the time we can to be around the coaches and the plays. So,
you talked earlier a little about chemistry. How about with you and Sean Laval on that right side? Just to give me a feel for how that's coming along.
It's going very good. I mean, he's a young guy that I like playing next to, because Sean wants to be great, and he has pride about what he's doing, and he's willing to listen to not only Coach Warhop but the rest of the group and see the plays develop. So I think he's doing a great job, and you know, I'm fortunate to be next to him because he's a good player and he's going to be a very good player coming in the future.
Are you guys tired of hitting each other?
Yeah, that gets That could get old after a while.
So I mean, Green Bay in that regard, or whenever the first preseason game is for you, is the welcome thing.
It's nice. You know, the one thing about this training camp is things are happening so fast where you don't have like a 2-week cushion or a bunch of days where you're just banging and there's really no end in sight, like a spring ball, if that's what you want to call it. Where now, like, wow, we have an opponent coming up, you know, and now you can look forward to a challenge or a competition or an actual game. So that's good about this. You know, you get to practice, you can talk about plays, you can talk about scoreboards and what do you do in these situations, and that helps more than, you know, just being out in the backyard playing football.
More situational stuff.
Exactly.
As far as your new coach, Pat Shurmur, you've really only gotten to know him these last couple of weeks, if I'm mm-hmm. right about that. What are your impressions of the guy?
I love him. I love him to death. If I go any further than that, you know, my friends will say I have a huge man crush. But I mean, I like his style. I like how he comes off. I came in the NFL under the same type of system. And I really appreciate him for what he's doing for us and where we're taking this.
I mean, I don't hear a lot of screaming and yelling. He seems all business when he's out there, but it's an understated type of thing. You've seen probably all kinds of approaches in your career. What's it like from that standpoint?
I think that last thing you said is probably, you know, when I look back and all the approaches I've seen, initially, when you're a young guy, you want to get drafted by a team and play there 20 years and then, you know, get your name put on the wall. But the route I've taken, it's exactly what you said. I've kind of learned what works and what doesn't. And with Pat's way, he's good to us, but you can't mistake that for softness because the hammer still comes down. And that's where we stand with him. He's very good to us, but there's a fine line there where when we cross it, it's not funny and it's not good. So... but he's coaching the game kind of fatherly, you know, your dad's hard on you, but you know, he loves you.
I know we talked earlier in this off season and you told me how excited you are about just the tone and feel about this football team. You're still feeling that way? I mean, there's
without a doubt. Okay. It's a good pulse coming out of the doors, you know, coming in here every morning. It's a good feeling. Granted, every team in the NFL right now is undefeated, but, you know, for us coming here, it feels good coming into the building and it feels great to be around all these guys. And that's the one unfortunate thing about, you know, this time of year is that we're building such a good chemistry with such good people down there that you hate to see at the end of it when guys get let go. It really stinks, but it's you know, great game, bad business, you know.
Tony, great stuff, and I really appreciate you taking the time.
No problem. Thank you.
Tony Paschos, offensive tackle for the Browns, joining us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, great time, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
It's a touchdown at Quaker Steak and Lube. Tackle a bucket of our best wings USA, sauced your way, or grab our signature inch thick cut onion rings.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak and Lube.
Visit a Quaker Steak and Lube location near you.
All right, back to you, Jane.
Let's try That's My AAA for $400.
Answer is 24/7, when you need it, where you need it.
What is AAA Roadside Assistance?
Right, keep going.
Let's stay with That's My AAA for $600.
Answer is instant savings at hundreds of restaurants, hotels, and stores, free travel planning, and great rates on auto and home insurance.
What is what you receive when you're a AAA member?
You're in the lead.
Already a AAA member? Don't forget to renew. Not a member yet? Join now at AAA.com or any nearby office.
Your dream is out there. Protect it with American Family Insurance.
My dream is a red sports car, a convertible with leather seats and no 3-year-old French fries under those seats. And it should have a funny bumper sticker and maybe a vanity plate. And I'll drive this car on weekends up the coastal highway. I realize I don't live near a coast, but someday I'll drive it to a coast where there's sure to be a coastal highway. And in this dream, I never have to worry about rocks cracking my window, parking lots with hidden posts, or people not using their rear view mirrors when they back up. I won't worry about any of these things. My dream is so important to me, I'll protect it with American Family Insurance.
Your dream is out there. Go get it. We'll protect it. From minivans and motorcycles to boats, RVs, and snowmobiles, American Family Insurance is dedicated to protecting your dream. Find out more at amfam.com/dreams. Online, on call, in person.
American Family Insurance.
Sort the bottles. Separate the paper from the plastic. Only the right kind of plastics. Recycling is important. But here's a simple way to recycle and save money from Kodak and Office Max. It's the Recycle a Little, Save a Lot event. Simply bring any ink or toner cartridge to Office Max for recycling. Then buy a Kodak ESP all-in-one printer and Kodak ink combo pack, and you'll save up to $80. So you can head back to school with a new printer and save every time you print. Because only Kodak has the lowest total ink replacement cost. Do a little recycling and a lot of saving. Just bring in any ink or toner cartridge to Office Max for the Recycle a Little, Save a Lot event and save up to $80 on a new Kodak printer. Valid through Saturday, August 20th, 2011. Offer in store only. Cannot be combined with other offers or discounts. Discount cannot be applied to previous purchases. Lowest ink replacement cost is compared to leading consumer inkjet printers using manufacturer's recommended standard ink cartridges available in single quantity pricing.
Kenny Rohde here for It's Just Lunch. If you're looking to meet someone special, make your life easy and call It's Just Lunch, 216-328-9000. All you do is tell them what you're looking for, and they handle everything else from the match to the reservations to the post-date follow-up. It's like having your own personal dating assistant. They do all the work. You have all the fun. They've been successfully matching singles for 20 years. Let them help you. Get started today with It's Just Lunch, 216-328-9000, or check them out online, It's Just Lunch.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Folks, as a homeowner, I'm always looking for affordable ways to improve my home. Since 2002, Universal Windows Direct has been the area's number one choice for quality vinyl replacement windows. Their windows are made using exclusive aerospace material and glass, but it's Universal's exceptional installers who make the difference. Your windows will be installed fast, and the crew will leave your house as spotless as when they arrive. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900 with Universal Windows Direct. You'll be saying, I love my windows. We continue our positional spotlights here through training camp. Today, we're going to take a look at the defensive backs, and Steve Dorshak from the Canton Repository, kind enough to help us out. Welcome to the show, Steve.
Great to be here, Vic. Thanks for the invite.
So we're going to break down the DBs. And as we look at this position in a general sense, interesting kind of group. You have a newcomer in Usama Young, but you have some people that people certainly can relate to and know among Browns fans in Joe Haden and especially in T.J. Ward.
Right. To me, the whole thing right now kind of revolves around something I'm picking up in the last couple of days of practice, and that is Haden and Ward look at themselves as leaders. They know Sheldon Brown is there, but they think they are and want to be the leaders right now. Joe Haden is 22 years old, so how that dynamic plays out with the other guys, I don't know, but you know he's going to be a leader someday, and in his mind, someday is today.
And there's a confidence level, yeah, as you say, that reflects not only in how they carry themselves, but how they perform. I mean, they've won a lot of these days in practice.
Right. You know, the confidence level with either one of those guys, and with Brown, too, isn't going to be at issue at all. In fact, I think, I'm pretty sure it was Joe was saying today, that this new scheme that Dick Geron, the former defensive back himself, is putting in, isn't that hard to pick up? Now, that's confidence.
Let's hear from Browns defensive backs coach Jerome Henderson on his secondary.
Overall, as a whole, I think we got a really good group of guys. We have a good mix of veterans and young players. You know, we have TJ and Joe who are emerging, I think, stars in this league who are going to really be good players for years to come. and then you mix them with some savvy veterans, the Mike Adams and the Sheldon Browns of the world, guys who, you know, played a lot of games and been in a lot of battles. And then you have a crew behind that of some, again, some younger guys, guys we drafted this year, Buster Skrine and Eric Hag, who are like really catching my eye right now during camp. And then you bring in a Dimitri Patterson from Philadelphia and add him to the mix. Usama Young from New Orleans, and those guys have been around winning programs. So I like the mix of guys. I like that everybody brings something different, and I'm excited about, you know, the opportunities we have this year.
Joe Hayden is really a special talent, I think. You look at him and what he's capable of doing, and in this league, you have to have a dynamic corner, at least one on your team.
You have to. And to be shut down, you have to blanket every guy every time. And now a practice scene from today, and it's only, quote-unquote, Carlton Mitchell, a second-year guy. But there's a red zone drill about second and 10 was a situation. Hayden is covering Mitchell over the middle. He's wearing them like spandex or tighter. And Colt McCoy thinks he has Mitchell, who's a pretty big target, jams the ball right on the numbers, and Hayden easily and effortlessly rushes, reaches around and knocks the ball away and gives himself a little woo, and the confidence is all over the place.
Sheldon Brown brings that experience, brings that presence. I would say that he probably works both as a guy who, of course, starts at that right corner spot, but also helps mentor the left corner, Joe Hayden.
Right. I mean, the mentorship was there from day one. And in fact, the thing that Hayden will tell you was the best thing he did all last year as rookie season was get with Sheldon Brown day one and get this advice. Don't, I'm not going to say too much, just follow me around. So it's not a spoken leadership necessarily with Brown.
Lead
other
by
than
example.
To overhear every little word he says, which is exactly what Hayden did. He watched what he did, and he listened to what he said, not only to Hayden himself, but to everybody.
Here's Jerome Henderson breaking down Joe Hayden and Sheldon Brown.
Unbelievable talent, really tough kid. You know, the thing you like about him is his energy. You never feel like the game's any situation's too big for him. Like, he just kind of handles everything you throw at him. Was really impressed with him last year, and from where he progressed from the day we got him to the end of the year, made phenomenal strides, and he's a phenomenally talented player, or he wouldn't have been picked as high as he was. But he had a lot of stuff he had to clean up and work on to really be a complete corner at this level, and he made huge strides last year, and I look forward to him continuing to build upon what he started last year. Sheldon Brown is that veteran who, you know, he's a quiet leader in the room. You know, he's that voice of wisdom, you know, for me and the players. He's great to have around because he's been in so many battles and he cares about, you know, what he does so much and being a professional and doing things right. And then he's got still great ability on top of all that. So, you know, really glad he's a part of our team.
The safety position, Steve, an interesting one. You have such a big hitter in TJ Ward to start with. He really is a tone setter for this defense.
Right, and to hear Jerome Henderson talk about both Hayden and Ward in the same breath as not can-be stars, Henderson says will-be stars. So that tells you that the confidence level that these young kids have in themselves is shared by the coaches. So, and that confidence in Ward's case, for him to reach his goal of being one of the best safeties in the league, in fact, to be a Polamalu type, which is what he really wants. He says that's what he wants. For him to do that, obviously, he's going to have to cover as well. So that's something that he's really going to have to build on from last year. He can't just hit. He's going to have to cover.
Here's defensive backs coach Jerome Henderson on TJ Ward.
I think that this year, the way that TJ will play in this system will get him a chance to even be more seen and give him a chance to make more plays. He is a phenomenal talent, you know, and I, again, like Joe, you hope that he just builds upon what he did last year and he takes another step forward in his career. You know, asking him to do more on the field with communication and leadership, because he's the only safety we have back that would be a starter last year. He started the whole year. We lost Elam to free agency. So asking TJ to do a lot more from that standpoint. And so far, you know, he's been up to the task. He's going to be the guy who's going to be out front, you know. He's going to be the guy that's going to have to be that quarterback on the back end for us to make all the calls and make the checks and make sure we stay on the same page. And then you're going to ask him after all that's done to go knock somebody out. And, you know, and that's what TJ does.
Steve, a newcomer to the team, Usama Young, playing that free safety spot. He brings with him a lot in terms of talent, it would seem. Comes from a very good football team, a very good defensive coordinator, Greg Williams. So the knowledge base is there. I would think he is set up to help the Browns in a big way immediately.
He is, and it's funny what you remember, but one thing I remember about Usama Young was sitting in the Super Bowl in Miami and watching a guy I was interested in, Pierre Garçon from Mount Union College and the Colts, beat Young for a touchdown. Happens to everybody. Another thing, though, that I notice about Young is that somebody thought very highly of him when he was coming out of the draft the year he came out. Since Jack Lambert was drafted in 1974, the great Hall of Famer Lambert, the Kent State has had 18 players drafted. The only one drafted out of Kent State higher than Usama Young was Bob Hallam. So somebody thought there was some talent there, and obviously Tom Heckert thinks so.
Let's listen to Jerome Henderson break down Usama Young.
Phenomenal talent. He's just getting in. You know, I think not having him for the first couple practices, he's a little bit behind, but he's catching up. He's doing a great job. Great physical tools. You know, we're just ironing out and getting him. It's almost like, you know, he spoke, like, in coming from New Orleans, it's like he spoke Russian his whole life, and now we're asking him to speak Chinese. And so it's taken him a minute to catch on to Chinese, but he's doing a great job. He's a great talent, and, you know, look forward to him continuing to progress.
As for the rest of the secondary, Steve, you have a very interesting guy in rookie Buster Skrine who shows a lot of talent, a lot of promise. He's taken his share of lumps in practice, but that's to be expected of a rookie.
You know, Heckert, Vic, obviously knows what he's looking at a lot more than we do, and Heckert is already convinced that the top four in his cornerback group are Joe Hayden and Sheldon Brown and Dimitri, the new fella, and Skrine. And it's funny, you know, I learned to always pronounce Skrine from listening to your show. But I know that it's phonetically it's Skrine, and Maybe this is a rookie initiation, but one of the coaches the other day said, "Hey, Skrine."
That's good. Yeah, no, I try to even spell it phonetically so I don't screw it up. And you mentioned Dimitri Patterson coming from the Eagles. The Browns do see him very much as a third sort of starter-like because you're going to see so much spread formation, you better have a third corner who is really a quality starter.
Right, Vic, and maybe this is just old prize fighter mentality. Every boxer I ever talked to thought he was going to be a world champion. But this guy, Patterson, has real strong confidence, and that's a minimum requirement at that position. So I like that. And you've got to like the fact that he started the last 10 games, including a playoff game for Philadelphia last year.
Here's Jerome Henderson on Buster Skrine and Dimitri Patterson.
Really pleased with Buster. Competes his butt off. Tough kid. Great physical tools. A great mentality about himself. You know, he's got a lot to learn. He came from a program where he wasn't exposed to a lot of things he's being exposed to now, and I'm asking him to learn multiple positions. And for a rookie, sometimes that's tough. But he's handled it well, and, you know, he's taken some lumps, as all rookies do. But I like the way he responds when I've asked him or when I got on him. He always responds in the right way, and I appreciate that about the kid. One guy, you know, who we're going to expect big things from, who's basically a starter for us, is Dimitri Patterson, who we brought over from Philly. You know, he'll be our third corner. And, you know, in the NFL right now, you don't really have two starting corners because everybody's in multiple packages the whole game, multiple receiver packages. You see Green Bay, who we play this weekend in the preseason game, and they'll give you four and five wides at times. So you have three starting corners. And Dimitri is our third starting corner. And really like the way he prepares, like the way he works. Just a really true professional, and he's got great talent on top of that.
Well, Steve, overall, it just does look like a solid group. We'll see, obviously, once the playing begins, but I would have to say that the Browns, in a division where you've got to deal with Ben Roethlisberger and Joe Flacco, maybe have a secondary that could, for the most part, hold its own.
Vic, I'm sure you're picking up this from the brass. I know I am, but the brass went into the offseason seeing the secondary as a trouble spot, maybe a weakness. Now it sees it, at minimum, as very functional and as a potential strength.
Promising, yep. Good stuff. Thank you so much for your time.
Okay, Vic. Great to be here.
The Zebras are in the house. Next, we're going to sit down and talk with a couple of veteran NFL game officials as Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, continues on ESPN 850 WKNR.
ESPN Cleveland Sports Center.
Critical series for the Indians starts tonight at Progressive Field. Tribe will welcome in the first place Tigers. Game time 7:05. Justin Masterson will start against Doug Fister. Indians begin tonight 4-back at Detroit in the AL Central. Skipper Maniak also indicating today Grady Sizemore won't be back until sometime next month as he continues his recovery from a sports hernia as well as a bruised knee. Well, the Browns continued training camp this morning in Berea. Preseason, of course, kickoff Saturday against the Packers at the stadium. Head coach Pat Shurmur confirming today the Browns do plan to be one of the teams to go watch former OSU quarterback Terrell Pryor's pro day on Friday. Now, there's still some question as to whether or not Pryor will be eligible for the supplemental draft. NFL Network's Jason LaCanfora reports Pryor's name wasn't on the list given to teams today, but several sources, plus Pryor's agent Drew Rosenhaus, all indicate no final decision on Pryor has been made as of yet by the NFL. We'll have more of Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford coming up. I'm Dave DiNatale.
Buy your next pre-owned vehicle with confidence from Liberty Ford, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. Visit LibertyFord.com to view hundreds of quality-checked pre-owned vehicles. We guarantee the market's best used car pricing, so you don't have to haggle to get the best deal. Rates as low as 1.9%. All mix and models, no payment for 90 days. Certified pre-owned and more. Liberty Ford guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get to Quaker Steak & Lube.
We've been voted festival favorite at the National Buffalo Wing Festival. Visit Quaker Steak & Lube for our best wings USA, sauced your way.
Great times, great food, get to Quaker Steak & Lube.
Visit a Quaker Steak & Lube location near you.
At First Merit Bank, getting to know our customers is important to us. So how do we do it? Well, it's simple. By listening, learning, understanding your business, and by turning all those things into a real, roll-up-our-sleeves, working-together-to-achieve-your-future-goals kind of relationship. So let's start now. Hey, how about that game? Let's get to know each other. First Merit Bank. You first. Member FDIC.
Bonefish Grill.
And that is how you catamaran.
I've never seen anything like it. The way my date's gorgeous eyes light up after each sip of her watermelon martini is spectacular. Like watching a thousand fireflies circle a Las Vegas billboard. And as I tear my eyes from hers, I realize our bacon-wrapped scallops have quietly arrived for just $9.90. These tender muffins of the sea are topped with mango salsa and laced with decadence. And behold, my wood-grilled steak and jumbo lump crab cake next to her chicken and shrimp pad thai for $13.90. Two mouth-watering land-sea combinations like a windsurfing T-Rex or an octopus that rollerblades.
Celebrate the midweek. Grab some friends and join us on Bang Wednesday when our delicious Bang Bang shrimp are available for just $5 all day.
It's like a midweekend. Bonefish Grill. Happiness here.
In Cleveland at the corner of Rockside Road and 77. Visit bonefishgrill.com for the location nearest you.
Doug Deacon here for Infinity of Bedford. Located in the heart of Bedford's Auto Mile, Infinity of Bedford is the number one Infinity store in Ohio, Michigan, Kentucky, and Indiana for the last 4 years. They have the largest selection of Infinities and have more service technicians than anyone else to take care of your Infinity. They have pickup service at your home or office and a fleet of loan vehicles to use while you have your Infinity service. To find your next Infinity or for service, visit InfinityofBedford.com. Infinity of Bedford, a Penske Automotive dealership.
Hi, this is Bernie Kosar, and you are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford,
on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, and this segment is driven by Liberty Ford.
Scott Green in his 21st year as an NFL official, and Larry Rose, his 15th year, a side judge. Gentlemen visiting Browns training camp, first of all, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Now, the league has the officiating crews visiting each of the 32 teams, primarily to explain new rules or rules changes.
Yeah, it's a program that's been going on as long as I've been in the league now, and it's a great program. It helps us and it helps them. We hope, but it's Sundays are pretty tense, so it's a good opportunity to meet with the coaches and meet with the players informally. We can talk about not only the new rules, but we can explain situations as to what would be a foul, what wouldn't be a foul. So we find it to be really helpful for us and hopefully helpful to the teams.
And Scott, walk through the process, if you would, about how you go about explaining to the team, you know, again, what they need to know for a new season.
Okay, well, for example, Larry was talking with the defensive backs. He's a downfield guy, and he was talking to a couple guys just now at this latest practice. But what we'll do is show up at all the practices. And to the extent we're usually here for about 4 days, we'll be leaving after tomorrow. And what we'll do is when we see something that occurs during the practice, either when it's appropriate, obviously the coaches are coaching the guys up, but pull the guy aside and say, just want to let you know that I would have called that a hold. You had the guy up around the neck, and that would have been a flag.
And Larry, again, you've been at this a long time as well. How receptive are players to hearing, first of all, what you would have called maybe just in terms of a basic violation, but also in terms of a new, enforcement or interpretation of a rule?
Yeah, they're very receptive. If they'll take the time to come over and talk to us, which they do, they're very receptive as to what I say and how I say it. And the thing that I try to impress upon them is how I'm going to call stuff during a ball game. So I work with the defensive backs and the receivers, and there's always illegal contact, and there's always holding, and there's always defensive pass interference, offensive pass interference, and they always want to know if this guy runs to this position, I've got position on the field with him, where do we go, how far can I go with him, how far can I push him, where can I touch him? And the offensive guys say, well, if the defensive guy steps in front of me, and then I got to get away from him. So we go through a lot of scenarios out there that allow them to understand how I'm going to look at it and see it during a game. And I'll actually physically walk through it with them just a little while ago for one of the players, probably for 15, 20 minutes, really had some great questions and some good stuff. And I was able to walk through him, and he's very appreciative. And I tell him, go to the officials before the game even starts on a Sunday afternoon, pull them aside and ask them what they're going to call, how they're going to call it. And they'll be more than happy to do that. And I do that during my ball games a lot before the game. I actually, the first two timeouts of every game, I go into the defensive huddle and tell them I'm going to call stuff so everybody's very aware of what's going to happen.
Scott Green and Larry Rose, NFL officials visiting Browns training camp. So what do fans need to know to look for in terms of rules changes or emphasis points by officials?
This year, almost all of the rule changes and or adjustments relate to player safety. And specifically, the one that most everybody has picked up on is that the kickoff is being moved from the 30 to the 35-yard line, so it's been moved up. And also, they're limiting the kickers to only being able to get a 5-yard start. In other words, they can't go any further back than the 35-yard line when they're lined up, so that once the ball's kicked, sometimes in the past they used to line up 10, 15 yards and get a good running start. That, again, is primarily for player safety. Big issue is what we refer to as defenseless players, and they fall in the category of the quarterback, the kick receiver, the on a punt who's waiting for the ball to come down, a receiver on a pass play who's up in the air, a runner who has been stopped and is basically the play is over and somebody comes in and takes a shot at him. All of those plays, and I guess the easiest way to look at it is they don't want players using their head, i.e. their helmet, and they don't want players being hit in the head and in the neck area. if you're in a defenseless position. It doesn't change if you're a running back and you're running with the ball. You're going to get hit any way, shape, or form. But if you're in what is defined as a defenseless position and you get hit up high, that's going to be a foul.
Larry, as a guy who works as a side judge, dealing with defensive backs, dealing with wide receivers, so many of those calls, because they cover the largest amount of ground when they're made, are the ones that usually get the most discussion. Just talk about the challenges of officiating from that respect.
Well, you know, the thing that's challenging about it is many times that when you have one of those plays happen, you're looking for a guy to launch, leave his feet, go up high. You're looking for a guy that, you know, just automatically goes in high, even if he's not when a player's defenseless. The biggest thing that you see happen is that when you're officiating a game, you might have a play on the sideline where the ball, the receiver, the defensive back, everybody gets there at the same time, and you've got a lot of focus. You've got a lot of things going through your mind as far as seeing the catch, seeing feet inbounds. So many times an off official, like the back judge, can come over and see that, and he can get that call, and vice versa. When one goes down the middle, I might have a really good, clear look at it, and we can work together on it and get it right. Because many times those launches, a lot of times you don't see the guy actually leave his feet because you're so focused on the play that's going on in front of you. So many times it's really an effort between two or three guys to get together and get it right. And we talk a lot about that before the game, that if you see that in front of me while I'm focused on a play, for goodness sake, just come right over there and call it and don't hesitate. And you'll have a good look at it from an official.
Got to give our listeners the visual here. Both Scott Green, who is a referee, and Larry Rose, of course, a side judge, veteran officials in the NFL, wearing their garb. They're wearing the zebra stripes right here in the studio. So this is great. Scott, it's never not been a pressure-packed job, but it seems to me that through the enhancements made in replay and in the ability to see the view so well, watching on a monitor thousands of miles from the game with high definition and so forth, it always occurs to me that has, you know, made the job more difficult. Although I know it's designed to be an aid to you in officiating, but for the fan to sort of see that call and maybe even see some things before you or your crew can on site, that just always crosses my mind. Is that something that crosses yours?
Well, we want to get the play right. That's our job. That's why we're out there on the field. And if replay helps us do that, then we're all for that. And it's become, you know, just like all technologies, it's become vastly improved. And the ability now to get over and get a play looked at, you know, in a short amount of time to make sure that you get it right, that can mean the difference between a win or a loss. Certainly, we definitely want to use that. I should add that one of the new rules for this year is that all scoring plays will be looked at by replay. It shouldn't really affect much of the timing. In the past, a coach would have to challenge that on a scoring play. He would say, you know, we rule that the receiver or runner crossed the goal line. He doesn't think that he did. He would challenge that. Now he won't have to challenge that because the booth will automatically look at that play, and they will send us a signal on our monitor that says the play's good, keep go on, or go look at it because it's tight. So it's one less thing the coach has to worry about as far as using replay as a challenge.
I also wonder, when you're under that tent and looking at that monitor, how much does it change your feel from, say, making the instantaneous call, throwing a flag or whatever you do, or not in a game, versus when you're in there, there's this dramatic pause and you're looking at that screen and you know the crowd is awaiting and millions at home awaiting whatever verdict you're going to come out with. Is that ticking in your brain at all when you're doing that?
Well, what's ticking is the clock, because we have once we go in there, we got 60 seconds. So the advantage, of course, is the replay operator upstairs is a former official, and he's already had a chance to look at that play. And you'll see most of the guys with a headset on, and you'll communicate first, and you'll confirm what it is we're looking at. Did he get both feet inbounds? And we ruled him both feet inbounds. We ruled it complete. And then the replay operator will say to me, okay, the first shot I'm going to show you shows that or shows that it doesn't show that. Or he's going to say, it's really tight. You need to look at it for yourself here as it is. And then when I go in, it's still my decision, but at least I know it's going into the booth. We've got one or two pretty good shots of that play. So there's a little bit of communication. It's not just completely sight unseen when you walk into the booth.
Larry, not unlike the teams themselves, the football teams themselves, you guys have to work together as a team, and you have to, I think, understand and sort of know each other as a group, correct? I mean, you do meet, you do talk, you do work among yourselves. Just explain that preparation and the mindset of the togetherness that you have in terms of what you guys are going to, how you're going to call a particular game, not how you're going to call it, but how you're going to prepare for a game and your knowledge of what, you know, what is out there.
Yeah, what we do is we actually start during the week time. We let's say we work a game on Sunday. We get our grade down. We go through our grade during the week, and we respond back to New York with our grade. We've actually had the time during the week to look at the plays. There'll be certain plays that we go through and we look at. Then when we get to the game site, we'll go through that during the week, and that transpires usually on Tuesday, Wednesday. And then a lot of guys will look at different plays and look at different things that are available to them during the week. We get to the game site, and we actually go over that stuff again on Saturday. We get into the game city and go over it, and we actually go through every single one of those plays. We talk about them. We discuss them. And we make decisions on how we're going to make the change and how we're going to do that better. As far as working on the field together, it's probably the most important thing you'll do, because you've got seven guys that are together for 20 weeks. And we spend a lot of time and we work together a lot. And you've got to be on the same page. If you get one guy that's a little off the mark with you, then it can make a big difference. As I spoke to you earlier, you know, that guy might not come over and make that call on that launch or something. So you've got to be on the same page. I work side judge, which is downfield on the sideline. I have a head linesman that works beside me. The communication between him and I is essential. It's very, very, very important. From the middle of the field to the goal line to what can happen before we give a touchdown signal, turn around and confirm things. So the guy that you're working beside, you know, is very important to you, and you've got to get along and be on the same page constantly. A lot of communication during a game. You get down by the goal line. We know who's communicating to the goal line, who's going to go where, how they're going to go there. If a play comes, like if I think there's going to be a fade pattern and I'm on the back corner, I'll turn to my head linesman and say, you know, you get the feet. I'm going to look at the contact of the ball. Make sure you help me with the feet just in case I don't get it. So we communicate from the 20-yard line in. It seems like the communication is a lot more because there's so much more at stake, obviously, by the goal line.
Sure.
But even if we have a close pass play on the sideline where 2 feet get down, before we do anything, we get total eye contact with each other to try to make a decision whether or not we think we both. So if we both agree with it, we'll come up shaking our heads before our hands ever move or do anything. So communication is very, very important.
You're human beings. Nobody likes to be yelled at or cursed at. Unfortunately, I heard a rumor that happens occasionally with you guys, and some of that yelling and cursing is done by the coaches. How do you get along when you come into a training camp? And I'm sure you all have pretty good memories. Have there ever been awkward situations? Now, Pat Shurmur's a new head coach in the NFL, so nothing here. But ever come into those instances where some of that history isn't so great with a particular coach and you guys?
Well, it's obviously a very emotional game, and emotions run pretty high on Sundays. Actually, it's a good opportunity because in a camp like this, if you had that kind of situation, it's an opportunity to have a new kind of communication with a coach. And I haven't had that particular situation, but the advantage is if I've come to this camp, and then if in fact I have Cleveland sometime this year, I have a better feel for who that coach is on the sidelines,
right?
Because I've been to their camp and I've gotten to know him a little bit, and that's one of the advantages of the program, that we see each other in a little different light than on Sundays.
Excellent. Scott Green, referee, entering his 21st season as an NFL official. Larry Rose, side judge, entering his 15th year. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
All right. More coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Looking for the best deal on a new or pre-owned vehicle? Well, look no further than LibertyFord.com. Go online and search Ohio's number one Ford dealer group's large selection of new and pre-owned inventory. Apply for instant credit approval, schedule your next service appointment, learn about special offers, and more. It's all just one click away at LibertyFord.com. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion, home.
In the world of big box retail, it's refreshing to find customer service with fair pricing. At Summit Sound and Security, they truly mean custom. Starting at just $69 installed, you can get custom computer cut window tints for your vehicle. The window film is American made with a lifetime warranty and is cut by a computer driven plotter, giving you the best fit and finish in the industry. Summit Sound and Security on Route 91 in Twinsburg and online at summitsound.net. At Summit, you've reached the peak.
Folks, as a homeowner, I'm always looking for affordable ways to improve my home. And for the month of August, Bill and Mike at Universal Windows Direct have two incredible offers for homeowners. $200 off on each of their energy-efficient vinyl replacement windows. And they're taking $2,500 off on their exceptional vinyl siding. Plus, Universal will give you 0% financing for 24 months, and be sure to ask about the 2011 Federal Energy Tax Credit. For a free estimate, call 216-518-8900. With Universal Windows Direct, you'll be saying, "I love my windows."
When people come to Nemacolin Woodlands Resort, they expect to get a great meal. What they don't expect are AAA 5 Diamond and Forbes 5-star restaurants, world-class chefs, cutting-edge techniques, and the highest quality ingredients, all complemented by Pennsylvania's largest wine cellar that features 19,000 bottles. Expect the unexpected at Nemacolin. And be sure to visit Nemacolin.com for some unexpectedly tasty packages.
We should have bought rights to the word craftsmanship before it became so overused. Hired lawyers to protect it and keep it true. Like the true craftsmanship of the 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee. With an all-new world-class interior, best-in-class 4x4 capability, and a powerful new 290 horsepower V6. Legally, we may not own the word craftsmanship, but Grand Cherokee continues to own what it stands for. Now get a great deal on the 2011 Jeep Grand Cherokee at the Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram Summer Clearance Event.
Well-qualified lessees get a low-mileage lease on Grand Cherokee Laredo 4x4 for $299 a month for 39 months with $3,220 due at lease signing, tax, title, and license extra. Based on automotive news segmentation, call 1-888-925-JEEP for lease details. 25-cent charge for each mile over 32,500 miles. Offer requires dealer contribution and lease to Ally. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 9-6. Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram are registered trademarks of Chrysler Group, LLC.
We are back on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Now it's time to deliver our poll question results, brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. The question was, will Ricky Williams have a significant impact on the Baltimore Ravens this season? Yes, no, why? Well, of nearly 650 voters, 82% of you said no, because, Alicia, he's a third down back at best. And 18% of you said yes, Kyle, he was a solid backup running back in Miami, and I think he can put in his 2 years for Baltimore. John, he averaged over 4 yards per carry behind a subpar Miami offensive line. That's why John's saying yes. All right, to ask Vic, Kurt via Twitter, what has been the biggest change this year during practice with Pat Shurmur in charge? Do you like his philosophy? You know, you heard what Tony Paschal said about Coach Shurmur earlier. It's quiet, understated, yet firm approach. He does get his point across, but the man is all business. He just doesn't go about that business with an in-your-face style. What's really interesting is that in doubling as offensive coordinator, you see him standing behind the quarterbacks, right? You see him behind the offense and taking everything in. Yet he can tell you details of what takes place on the defensive side of the ball. Ask him. And yes, I am a fan of his philosophy, which blends football with a very human touch. Question from PJ via Twitter. Who's your favorite NFL star who was your favorite NFL star as a child? Although I grew up in Central New York State, my favorite childhood team was the Los Angeles Rams, when they were the Los Angeles Rams. My favorite player on that team was one Roman Gabriel. So I just dated myself on that one. But, yeah, Roman Gabriel, Merlin Olsen, those were my guys. That was my era. And then you stop being a fan when you start covering the league. You're a fan of I mean, you love the game. It's your passion. That still bubbles through. But it's just a different perspective when it's the job to follow this. And that is what it is, the greatest job in the world, but it's a job. Hey, be kind to someone. Easiest thing you'll do each day. And we had so much fun doing this. We'll do it again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.